What would you call the top part of the house where the shingles are?
Well, we could say that's the top of the house.
Okay, or what else?
Or we could say that's where we're going to put our weather room.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the name that you would have for that part of the house?
Top.
Okay. Would you ever call it a roof?
Yeah, not a top roof.
Okay. Did you ever have things that caught the rain as it came down?
Yes.
What were those called?
It's coming off the top of the house. Mm-hmm. It just kissed the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a simple one of them, but a usually thing, I'd say a bell.
Okay. And were there ever any things that came down the side of the house? You know, what were those called? That the rain ran down into and ran to the ground.
Well, that would be your top of your house.
Uh-huh.
What it would be covered with.
Uh-huh.
It was covered with tin, it was covered with roofing, it was covered with bows or shingles. That would be bringing that water off of the top
uh-huh.
to the ground.
Did you ever have anything called eaves?
Yes, ma'am. That's the eave over there.
And
bringing from the top to the eave.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you ready for the ground.
Did you ever call it a trough?
A trough?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, some of them did. They used to have a little trick they put right under that eave.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it that a trough.
Mm-hmm.
That would send that water this way, or send it this way.
Uh-huh. And then, did you ever have anything that like if you had two parts of a roof and they came together, what would you call that part?
I call it a roof together.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a valley or an alley to a roof?
Yes, ma'am.
What were those?
Well, some of them call it an L bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And some would say a drop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where you put two roofs together.
Mm-hmm. And what would be, like you'd have a little place that you would store, a little building, maybe that you would store your tools or lumber in? What would you call that building?
Well, we could call it a little storage building.
Uh-huh.
Or we could say a little warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Or we could say a little junk ship.
And what would
or
you
room.
Uh-huh. What would you call the place that you put your wood for the wintertime? If you had a special building for it?
I'd say put it under that shelf for now.
Okay. Did you ever call it a shed?
Yes, sir. Call it a shed.
Okay.
But the way we would call it a shed, it would have to be hooked on to this house.
Oh, really? It'd have to be hooked on, then it couldn't be apart from the house.
If it was called a shed, you couldn't set it outside and call it a shed. That would be a separate room.
Okay. And what was the place where you used to go to the bathroom that was apart off from the house? What did you call that? Did you ever have a place where you didn't have indoor plumbing and you had to go outside to go to the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
What'd you call it?
And I believe it had two names. Some of them would call it a hiding place. Some of them would call it a closet.
A closet?
Outdoor closet.
Did you ever have any kind of really funny names for it or things that weren't so nice? That you call it?
That's long list. These more names. They call it a closet.
Uh-huh.